Country Club FM.
That's a bad bell.
It's been
pretty sure I can
up.
Fix that.
Yeah.
All my HVAC people will tell me how to fix that bell. Bob Almanac, Neil, you haven't done this for a week.
No, I'm just going to muddle through and
I'm not
try
sure.
to stay out of the way.
I'm not sure what they did yesterday, but I'm sure it's worthy of the time capsule.
Sure.
We have something to give away here today as well. We'll have Almanac Quiz or Hamel Rodeo tickets. We talked about the Buffalo Rodeo this week. Hamel Rodeo, still a week or two away.
Couple.
July 7th. Through July 10th.
And you can have your choice of either Thursday or Sunday performances. Those are both Bob nights at the Hamel Rodeo.
Two Bob nights. Wow.
One just wasn't enough.
Never is.
No.
Didn't Toby Keith say that?
Right. Thursday or Sunday, two tickets. You pick the day you want to go.
What happens in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
One is just never enough. Wednesday, June 22nd. First full day of summer, by the way. Has anybody mentioned that yet?
No, yesterday.
I'm sure somebody has.
Somewhere somebody has.
But 173rd yes. day of the year, 192nd day, as we look back and start counting them down before the end of the, we're getting close to that midway mark here at the end of June here.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the midway mark, Neil?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
1611, why is the Hudson Bay named after Henry Hudson? Well, this date, his son and seven others were set adrift in Hudson Bay by the mutineers.
Yep.
They got sick and tired of him. You know what he was doing? He was cheating at cribbage.
I don't like it.
No, it was a problem, so they said, you're gone.
You're done.
Along with eight others. 1611, 1633, two from the 1600s. Galileo Galilei had to recant his Copernican views that the Earth orbits the sun. Hmm. The Pope said, there's no way that's right. The Earth is the middle of everything. And you know what? The Vatican only admitted that it was wrong. They waited till 1992.
Really?
October 31st, Halloween of all days.
Yeah.
1992. Oh, I guess we were wrong about that whole Earth around the sun thing.
Mm.
1847 here this date. Donuts.
Time to make the donuts. Dunkin' Donuts are always fresh.
I made the donuts.
We make them at least twice every day. Time to make the donuts.
I love the part in that commercial where he meets himself coming and going, I already made the donuts.
Yes.
Donuts. First ring donut supposedly created by Hanson Gregory, the state. 1847.
I had one this morning.
One of the foods that built America.
Yeah.
1865 here this date. Civil War news. The Confederate ship Shenandoah.
Yep.
Fires the last shot of the American. How come people haven't tried to get the group Shenandoah to change their name?
Hey.
Of course, I'm saying this tongue in cheek.
Right.
But they've tried to get Confederate Railroad to change their name.
Yeah.
And a Confederate ship was named Shenandoah.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm making light of silly cancel culture. American Civil War. This was the last shot. They lowered their flag. Shenandoah, the last ship to lower its flag. They were in the Bering Strait.
And what?
They were in Alaska.
And that was
1865.
So the war had really been over for a couple of months already.
Right. It's interesting when you look at the history of the Civil War that there were battles. This Shenandoah, they were in the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Arctic Ocean. So there was sea battles going. There were sea battles going on during the Civil War because the Confederate ships would go after the Union ships. They were trying to bring supplies and vice versa. And you know the British did try to help the Confederacy.
They did.
Yes, they did. How about 1940? This is kind of a big day here today.
The Dairy Queen Peanut Buster Parfait and Banana Split. Only at your Dairy Queen store. Now, only $1.99 each. We treat you right.
And hot eats and cool treats. Dairy Queen, the first one open on this date.
What year?
1940.
Mm.
In Joliet, Illinois.
They've been a staple ever since.
Joliet, Illinois. I think they eventually moved their headquarters here.
Yes.
Did they not? 1964, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that Henry Miller's book, Tropic of Cancer, could not be banned. And that was the book that Jerry Seinfeld did not return.
Look, if you think this is about overdue fines and missing books, you better think again. This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Or maybe that turns you on, Seinfeld. Maybe that's how you get your kicks, you and your good time buddies. Well, I got a flash for you, Joy Boy. Party time is over. We got 7 days, Seinfeld.
Bonus Bookman. We just lost him. The actor that played Bookman passed away. Was it last week?
It was recent.
We did a...
must have been you and Terry.
An almanac salute. I thought you were here for that.
Was I here for that one?
That was on Tuesday. Yeah, that was Tuesday because I found out about Monday, the Bob Golf Tournament.
Yep.
So Tropic of Cancer could not be banned. On this date, 1970, President Richard Nixon changing the voting age from 21 to 18. I think the big argument was at that time, because it was the Vietnam era, Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the argument? Voting age is currently at 21.
21.
You could go fight for your country and die for your country, but you couldn't vote. So they lowered it to 18.
That was the right thing
to do.
That
was back in 1970. This happened. What was that, Neil?
I think it was the right thing to do, although I just don't think there's enough 18-year-olds that are voting. They need to vote.
Political commentary from Neil Freeman. Vote. 1981, this happened.
Look, you can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious! That ball was on the line. Chalk flew up.
One of the most famous sports rants of all time. And Neil, you've heard a rant or two in your life.
Yep.
And John McEnroe, he still won the match, but was unhappy that was called out.
Clearly, he thought it was missed.
He was the bad boy of tennis.
Mm-hmm.
1984, with Minnesota Twins, we got ourselves a new owner.
In a ceremony at the Metrodome, he sold the team to Carl Polak.
I am committed and I am dedicated to make the Minnesota Twins not number four, not number three, not number two, but number one.
And, you know, just 3 years later, they did.
They did.
1987. He saved the team. They were moving. If they didn't find a local owner, they were moving.
They were moving.
They're moving to Florida or the Carolinas or someplace.
Somewhere.
Tampa was the most popular spot they had talked about. The Polads bought it for $32 million, Neil. You know what it's worth now? Way more than that.
$132 million?
No, way more than that. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So a pretty good return on investment.
Yeah.
You still want them to pay for more pitching, though.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah. How about 2017 here, this date in the news?
And claiming that Led Zeppelin stole the opening guitar riff to Stairway to Heaven. The American band Spirit sued the British rockers in 2014, alleging they took the riff from their song, Taurus. Led Zeppelin won the case in 2016, but an appeals court revived it 2 years later.
So this mess still went on several years later, but a jury in L.A. on this day, 2017, found that Led Zeppelin did not steal the riff from Taurus by Spirit,
mm-hmm.
the group that I got to get a line on you. They had some good songs, that group Spirit, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
You probably jammed to them. Probably had a brew or two.
Song or
to
two.
Spirit.
Yeah.
You can compare it right here, Neil, and we'll refresh your memory. So this is Stairway to Heaven. You heard this a time or two?
Yes, many.
Now the Spirit song. Similar, but not exactly the same.
No, it's not identical.
Not at all. Let's move on to birthdays now today. Chris Christopherson.
I'm citing you for 11 miles over the speed limit and reckless driving.
Hell, that's a $100 fine.
Surely is.
Well, hell, it was worth it.
What was worth it?
That gal in the XKE doesn't have any pants on, man. I took a look down and bingo, there it was.
There what was is what the, right. And the deputy comes over. There he is in convoy. Truck driving son of a gun. Singer, songwriter.
And
Chris Christopherson, very Dan actor. Triple threat. Probably can dance too.
Great, great songwriter for sure.
Don't forget about him in A Star is Born, the original.
Oh, right.
Barbara Streisand. 86 today for Chris. One of the highwaymen.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yeah. Please lock me away.
half of Peter and Gordon.
Oh, yes.
If you like the British invasion, they were part of it.
I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
They were right there on the heels of the Beatles.
Sure.
And they were helped out by the Beatles.
Similar
the Beatles,
sound.
Beatles like their sound. Peter Asher is 78.
I don't want to work. I want to bang.
Todd Rundgren, Neil.
Yep.
Hello, it's me. Wasn't he in the group Runt? So I think they did a song called We Gotta Get You a Woman. I think he was singing on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
74 for Todd Rundgren. Meryl Streep is on our list today. Oh, and another Seinfeld clip.
Oh, that Meryl Streep. She's such a phony baloney.
Well, Jerry said it. Meryl Streep, although I think she's won a few awards.
Yeah. Well, she's not all phony.
No. 73 for Meryl Streep. The Bionic Woman.
Oh, boy. Steve said you were big, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, Colonel Steve Austin, blind date, set up his friend Jamie Summers on a blind date. Little did she know it was Bigfoot.
Evidently.
Does Bigfoot pick up the tab at that point?
Well,
or does he even pay?
Yeah.
He's Bigfoot, after all.
Yeah, he just walks out.
So, Lindsay Wagner, she was the Bionic Woman. 73 today.
But I see your true colors shining.
Cyndi Lauper is a year shy of 70.
Wow.
At 69.
That's why
remember how she was kind of all about wrestling there for a while, too,
she was
Captain
part of
Lou Albano.
She was part of WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Captain Lou was in her video for
right.
Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Unique. I really enjoyed her stuff.
We still haven't gotten a complete and an accurate count on the number of colors she had in her hair there for a while.
Right.
In the
80s. It was sizable.
It was the full spectrum, it seemed.
It really was.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get that
lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh.
That kind of flashes back to the Kris Kristofferson scene there in Convoy.
Right.
He'd forgiven me.
Bingo, there
had
it
no
was.
Pants on.
Hold it, now I want to hug wink. Does it make you stop think?
That's some fast lyrics right there. I can never keep up with the Bare Naked Ladies. That's Stephen Page, who's 52
sure.
today. Kurt Warner, the pro football quarterback, he's in the Hall of Fame now.
Yes,
he's 51.
He
went from bagging at Hy-Vee and stocking shelves with Hellman's to playing in the NFL, winning a Super Bowl.
Did well.
With the St. Louis Rams at the time. And there's a movie with the guy from Shazam. Shazam played him. I haven't seen it. Have you seen that movie? Kurt Warner, the Kurt Warner story?
No. I know they did
I
one.
Might
I'm
have
with
to.
You, but yeah, let's check it out.
51, Donald Faison.
I can't do it, Elliot. You know, I tried, but it hurts too bad. It hurts me deep right here. It hurts me. I could be a little more just that man with the Disneyland without me. They got roller coasters, that roller coaster in the dark, okay? You don't know where the turns are coming from. They got the Find a Nemo ride where you're riding around with Nemo, and it's a ride with Nemo.
Yeah, he missed his chance to go to Disneyland. He wasn't happy about it.
No,
Donald Faison from Scrubs. Very funny show. Great cast. He was Turk, 48. And our rapper of the day is Corey Guns.
Corey
Guns. With a Z.
Oh, with a Z, sure.
Corey Guns is 35 today.
Okay. I don't know much about Corey, but I'm sure he's skilled. Gone but not forgotten. Speaking of skilled, we start with Baseball Hall of Famer Carl Hubble. Now, I don't know if you know the name. He was a...
Hubble Space Telescope. It's
yeah,
named after him.
Well, kind of. But he was born on this day, 1903, and was a great pitcher in the National League. But when you strike out in succession, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jimmy Double X, Jimmy Fox, Al Simmons, and Joe Cronin, that is big time. That was in the All-Star game in 1934.
That wouldn't be a big deal now because they strike out so much.
Right, but...
unless it was Luis at Eyes.
Right,
he does
not strike out much. But anyway, that Carl Hubble, a Baseball Hall of Famer and a very, very good pitcher in his day.
Wasn't he a fireballer?
1903. Yeah, the meal ticket there, or King Carl, as he was known. Billy Wilder is an Academy Award-winning director. Some early movies that you would definitely recognize. Sunset Boulevard, Stalag 17, the apartment others, 19, Ott 6. She married Charles Lindbergh. And born on this day, 1906, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, of course, would be very much in the news with the loss of their son and all of the things that her husband did.
Now, she was pretty a pilot, impressive. Too.
She was a pilot as well, aviator in her own right. Anne Lindbergh, 1906.
If she's still around, maybe Southwest could use her.
Yeah, they are looking for help, after all. Ralph Waite, do you remember the TV show The Waltons?
Always pay your debts, son. Don't take unfair advantage of any man. Don't let any man take unfair advantage of you. Find yourself a good woman.
That's good advice to John Boy. Whether he took it or not, I don't know. Yeah. I understand he racked up all kinds of credit card debt there at the general store. At the bottom, at the foothills of Walton's Mountain.
He was a little loose with his cash, yeah.
Well, he never sold any books. That was the problem.
He wrote a lot.
He
never sold anything. Ralph Waite was the father to John Boy and part of the Waltons show for many, many years, 1928. He was a part of 60 Minutes, and he is Ed Bradley.
I'm Ed Bradley.
Yep, that's what he is.
That's who he is, and that's what he did. Who is he?
I'm Ed Bradley.
I thought that's what he said. Ed Bradley there, the year 1941.
And you're not. Why didn't he say, and you're not?
He should have.
Although that would have been copyright Chevy Chase.
It would have. Born on this day, 1947. We knew him as Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley, David L. Lander.
And there's no reason on earth why Prince Charming cannot walk through our front door.
Hello. Hello, girl.
Squiggy is not Prince Charming.
No, I don't think you would ever be confused.
But he had some great hair.
He did. And he
lost him.
He had a very unique delivery. David L. Lander is the actor who played that role, born on this day, 1947.
I think we did a Gone But Not Forgotten for him not too long
ago. Not too long ago.
Within the last year. He did some really good play-by-play on...
An Almanac Salute.
He did a very good job play-by-play, League of Their Own.
Okay. There you go.
He's one of those guys.
Sure. And he was Chico, along with the man. They were Jack Albertson. They were awesome. Freddie Prinze.
Jack Albertson was just on the list a day or two ago.
Right. It's TV theme time, Jim. With Jose Feliciano. This is another one of those TV themes that was played on the radio. Wasn't a big hit, but did well.
Mm-hmm.
Chico and the Man, he was Freddie Prinze. Of course, his son, Freddie Prinze Jr., would become an actor. But sadly, Freddie took his own life. He was born on this day. Did you watch that show?
All the time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed Chico and the Man. Freddie Prinze, born on this day, 1954.
Looking
and they're all
good.
Gone, but not forgotten.
Here comes the Almanac quiz here today. What is the question?
Come up with one.
We need to.
I'll remind people that we have tickets to the Hamel Rodeo for that person that gives us the correct answer. First of the calls that we answer, and you can go either Thursday, which is July 7th, or Sunday, which is July 10th. We have a pair of tickets for either of those nights for our winner to the Hamel Rodeo.
All right, the question is, and I just unveiled it, revealed it, and did my impersonation of it. What was Chico's catchphrase on Chico and the Man, played by Freddie Prinze?
Yeah.
I just did it a couple of times.
Yep.
Just did it. What was it? And it wasn't, I could do multiple choice. Was it A, kiss my grits? Was it B, what you talk about, Willis? Was it C? No, I'm not. Because we got to make it a little tougher. Multiple choice here for Almanac Quiz.
Nope.
Never will.
We do open up the Waconia Ford Talk, Text, and Win line, 763-450-0100.
763-450-0100. Good luck. Also, good luck to Neil, because this is a tough decision, tough choice here for the kickoff song for the Bob FM Bob Athon and the No Repeat Workday, Colin Ray, I Can Still Feel You, Tracy Lawrence, Lessons Learned, or Alabama, She and I.
Ooh, all good, yeah. Let's go Alabama, why not?
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany, KDBG, HD1, Albany, St.